Chapter 15. I crept down to the kitchen, and I knocked on the door before I entered the warm, cozy cooking space. The air was rich with the smell of fresh baked pastries, and I sniffed knowingly at the recipe. They used a touch too much salt, but it was fine for the moment. I'd come back and show the innkeeper a few tricks before we left the establishment. "Good morning," I called out as I entered the room. The innkeeper turned to greet me with a confused expression. She was a plump woman in her mid-40s, and she had frown lines between her eyebrows. Her hair was also frizzy and twisted above her head into a large knot.
"What do you need?"
"I'm Bash, and I'd like a tray of breakfast to share with my wives in our room upstairs," I explained as I eyed the pastries she'd just pulled out from the oven and placed on the cooling rack. Smells like perfection.
"Well, thank you. My name is Hill."
She smiled broadly at my compliment, and color rose to her cheeks.
"I'll make you up a tray. Give me just a bit."
She turned and busied herself with her task, so I meandered around the kitchen and got into everything while I waited. Elle snapped at me a couple of times when I dipped my finger into ingredients to taste them, but I laughed off her admonishments easily. When she'd completed the breakfast tray, she handed it to me with an exasperated flourish and a smile dancing in her pale green eyes.
"Ah, there! Now keep your sticky fingers out of my kitchen,"
she commanded as she wiped her hands clean on her floral apron. "Oh, if you'd stop making everything taste so good, then maybe I would."
"Oh, why, I never..."
Elle gasped, and she giggled like a schoolgirl. "Thank you, Elle. My ladies will love it." I wiggled my eyebrows at her playfully. Then I took the tray and trotted carefully back upstairs to the room I shared with the two most beautiful women I'd ever met. I entered quietly, and I set the tray down on the table before I crossed the distance to the bed. Mahini and Alyssa were curled up into each other's arms, peacefully asleep. Their legs were sprawled apart with their tender areas revealed, and my cock responded immediately to the image. I'd spent a lifetime's worth of mornings rushing off to leave my women asleep in our bed, but this time I would savor their existence for a little while before we went to confront the Duke. So I crawled forward from the bottom of the bed until my mouth was directly above their hip lines. Then I dipped my tongue and stroked first one, then the other's sweet, delicious pussy from bottom to top.
"Bash!"
Mahini and Alyssa gasped, and their eyes shot open in pleasant surprise. Then they blinked down at me from where they laid with their hair tangled together across the bedsheets. "Good morning." I shot them a playful grin, and then repeated the motion with my tongue and fingers, which made them both buck their hips in an effort to get closer to my caresses. I was also the god of sex, after all. And I wasn't about to let them forget it. I flicked my tongue over Alyssa's clit, and she shuddered with pleasure from the small motion. Then I clamped my lips down over her inner lips and sucked them up and into my mouth.
"Oh, fuck yes."
The red-haired beauty squealed with delight, and she arched her back to drive her pussy even closer to me. When I had her aching for more, I stopped and moved on to Mahini. I slurped up the desert goddess's pussy juices like a dehydrated dog, and I explored every fold of her bright pink entrance with my tongue.
"Oh, great one. I feel so good."
Mahini moaned as she pushed her hips up to meet my ravenous mouth. I went back and forth between the two beauties until they were practically screaming for release. And then I gripped my cock in my left hand and aimed it for Mahini's tight tunnel, while simultaneously sliding the digits of my right hand inside Alyssa's dripping entrance. "Oh, you're so tight," I told Mahini while I fucked them both with the same rhythm.
"I need you to stretch me open,"
the warrior woman murmured as she wiggled her hips to drive my cock even deeper inside her.
"Please, great one, I need you buried deep inside me."
"Oh, fuck, Mahini." I groaned with desire and pounded her tight little pussy for all I was worth until the walls of her tunnel clamped down around my shaft like a vice and the orgasm shot through Mahini's body like an earthquake.
"Oh, fuck, Bash!"
The desert goddess panted as she stared up at me with lust-filled blue eyes.
Oh, that feels so good!
When she'd started to come back down from her orgasmic high, I switched out and slid my cock into Alyssa. Then I stroked Mahini's clit with my left hand while I gripped the red-haired beauty's creamy legs with my right. The two women had their heads together on the pillows, and they moaned in unison as I picked up the pace. I thrust harder and harder until I hit the spot I knew Alyssa loved, and then I wiggled my hips from side to side to rub my cock against the puckered entrance to her womb.
Yes.
Alyssa keened in a pleased tone, and her legs began to shake with orgasmic bliss. Oh, you two should kiss each other, I suggested in a low voice as I stared at their beautiful faces.
Kiss each other?
Alyssa's breasts jerked with each thrust, and she was having trouble getting her words out. But I was only encouraged to fuck her even harder by the sound of her ragged breathing. Yes! I know you love each other, and it would make me really happy to see you show it by kissing. All of my wildest fantasies could become real life in this world, and I was determined to experience every imaginary scenario I'd played out inside my head over my adult life.
If it pleases you, great one,
Mahini whispered, and she turned her face to Alyssa's and gently caressed the redhead's lips with her tongue.
Oh, your lips are so soft, Mahini.
Alyssa sighed as she returned the kiss. Oh, fuck yes. I growled as I thrust my cock into Alyssa's tight little pussy over and over again. I absorbed the image of their lips locked together, and I saved it to my long-term memory. Then I came in a blaze of glory while my two women made out, and the explosion kept going and going as electric pleasure zapped down my spine like lightning.
Fill me up too, great one,
Mahini demanded. So I pulled out of Alyssa's pussy mid-climax, thrust deep into Mahini, and pumped another cupful of my seed into her spasming velvety tunnel. Then I collapsed on top of them in a sweet, sticky mess, and we laid there in utter bliss while we all came down from the high of our lovemaking. Whew! I was one lucky man, that was for sure. When we'd rested for a while, I repositioned myself in between them, and I let out a deep sigh. Well, that's quite a way to start the day, I declared in a pleased tone.
You're telling me. It really works up an appetite. Bash brought us breakfast,
Mahini informed her, and her piercing blue gaze flicked to the table where I'd set down the tray of food. She really didn't miss a single thing, and I was glad I had the sharp-eyed beauty on my side.
Breakfast!
Alyssa giggled and hopped out of bed. She danced across the room and sat down at the table, and then she looked back to the bed with a pointed expression.
Are you two going to eat, or is it all for me?
Save me a pastry, I said as I leapt out of bed.
I could go for some food.
Mahini chuckled and followed suit. We ate our breakfast of pastries, eggs, toast, bacon, and juice, and then I got dressed in my finest clothes. With Mahini's help, I strapped on my armor, and I attached my daggers and sword to my belt. Finally, I tucked Lucien's helmet into my pack with my magic deflection staff the Lake Guardian had given me, and I slung the bag over my shoulder to rest next to my shield. Well, who's ready to meet a duke? I asked as I placed my hands on my hips in a heroic stance.
Are you worried about his reaction?
Alyssa wondered as she tilted her head to the side with curiosity. Nope, I shrugged. Bastionville and the copper mine are under my protection now. I'm not intimidated by a mere duke.
Duke Bullard is the most powerful man in the area,
Mahini pointed out with raised eyebrows.
I'm not sure the death of his son will grant us a grand welcome.
Either way, he is going to hear what I have to say. I nodded decisively. The two of you should put on your nicest clothes. I want to show off the prettiest women in all the land to everyone at the castle.
If you are wearing armor,
Mahini said in a cautious tone.
Shouldn't I as well? It seems you go prepared for battle.
I will make sure you don't have to lift a single finger today, I said with a shit-eating grin. You're with the God of Time now, baby.
Baby?
Mahini wrinkled her nose in confusion.
But I am a woman grown.
Well, it's, just a figure of speech, I said, and I waved my hand dismissively. It means I like you. Don't worry about it too much, babe.
Fuck yeah!
Alyssa exclaimed with a big grin.
I want to be your baby, too.
Ah, you're both my babes. And hot ones at that. I pecked them both on their foreheads and then urged them to get dressed. The two beautiful women dutifully went into the bathroom with their clothes, and I occupied myself with cleaning up the breakfast tray while I waited. I expected to be stunned by their beauty, so I took a seat and got a good view of the bathroom door. Then Alyssa stepped out, and she was wearing a jade green dress that squeezed her milky white breasts up into perky little mounds. The color of the outfit matched her eyes perfectly, and she performed a spin as she exited the bathroom. The green gemstone necklace I'd found in the burial sanctum sat between the perfect valley of her breasts, and the combination of greens made her eyes shine like a thousand stars.
What do you think?
She asked as she played with her skirt. You look like a queen. I complimented her with a wide smile. Certainly worthy of a god. Then Mahini stepped out in a tight blue lace-up shirt that pulled apart at her cleavage. The top was tucked into black leather pants that hugged the curves of her ass, and she paired it with her knee-high boots. I noticed she'd also put on the jewelry I'd given her, too, and the silver ring shone in the light of the lamps around the room. Ah, dazzling, my dear, I told the desert goddess as I pulled her into my lap.
Really?
Mahini blushed and tucked a loose strand of her jet-black hair behind her ear, self-consciously. Absolutely. I gave her my best smile and squeezed her against me. I'm the luckiest god in the world to have two women as beautiful as you accompanying me.
I will follow you anywhere. I'd follow you into death and beyond, Great One. You're everything to me.
We are just going to visit the Duke today, but I love your commitment, Mahini.
My soul is bound to yours, Bash. Forever.
She bowed her head and let out a long exhale.
Don't be so serious, Mahini.
Alyssa giggled and plopped down onto my extra leg.
Think how fun it will be to see the Duke's eyes go wide when he learns about his imbecile son's death.
Wow. Alyssa, so dark. Kill a few skeletons and suddenly you're fierce.
I was always fierce.
Alyssa flicked her fiery mane over her shoulder and stuck her nose up into the air.
I just needed the right man to tame me.
She's right about that one.
Nope, I'm not gonna deny it, I said, and I held up my hands in the universal symbol of surrender. I'm just glad I'm that man.
Correction. God.
Alyssa quipped with a sly smile. Since we were all ready to go confront the Duke, we headed out into the street and made our way toward the castle gates. The walls of the stone building towered over the town, and they even rose higher than the protective barrier around the city. But I wasn't intimidated. I could take on every single man inside the castle if need be, even if it took me a thousand lifetimes to accomplish. I made a new save point when the entrance to the castle came into view, since I didn't want to have to redo my entire morning. And then we stopped in front of the guards. Hello, my name is Sebastian, and I am the god of time, I announced to the two men guarding the entrance to the castle. I demand an audience with the Duke.
Sebastian, yes, I,
the guard to my left said in a sarcastic tone.
Are you scheduled to see the Duke? I don't remember hearing your name before.
I am here to tell him about his dead son, I said with a frown. Lucian.
Ah! Who cares about the snobbish son of the Duke? Don't let him in, Ned. Probably a fake god.
You're right. Who goes around saying he's a god anyway?
The god of time does, I argued, and my frown deepened. These two nitwits were starting to piss me off. Let me in to see the Duke now.
Fuck off, boy. Go play god somewhere else.
Be careful who you call boy, I warned in a serious voice. I'd had just about enough of their mouths for a lifetime.
Ah, what?
The second guard jeered. I inhaled sharply, and I tried to get a grip on my anger. On the one hand, I could run through a bunch of attempts until I found the right dialogue tree to gain access to the castle. On the other hand, I could kill my way in to see the Duke and let my power speak for itself. The worst thing that could happen was I'd have to restart, but I'd also get a good look at the castle's defenses in the process. So I decided to go full Avenging God first. I withdrew my dagger, chucked it at the second guard's head, and then I pulled out my feather sword and ran it through the first guard before I turned to see the damage. My smaller blade stuck out of the guard's skull at an angle, and he'd collapsed back against the wall. Blood smeared the gray stone behind him as I retrieved my dagger, and I didn't envy whoever had to clean up behind me. Both guards laid dead at my feet, and the way to the Duke was open.
You killed them?
Mahini frowned and seemed confused by my actions.
They were in our way,
Alyssa pointed out. Follow me, I told my two women, and we made our way into the castle. We entered a long hallway with a thick red rug in the middle of the floor that ran the entire length of the space. The ceilings were impossibly high, and windows stretched from bottom to top all along the corridor. It was a nice castle. But I was about to paint it red with blood.
Which way do we go now?
Mahini asked, like she could read my mind, and she shot a worried glance around the hallway.
Bash will know,
Alyssa assured her in a confident voice. Then she turned to me with a question in her emerald eyes.
Isn't that right, Bash?
Right, I lied, and I turned to survey our surroundings in search of a clue. Then I saw another guard enter the corridor from a doorway at the end of the tunnel, and I didn't even bother to talk to him. I just walked straight up to him and slashed my feather sword across his throat. He fell wordlessly, with a question formed on his lips, and I stepped over his body to enter the door he'd just come through. But then I realized I didn't know which way to go next. I'd never been inside a castle before, but it looked like something off a movie set. The Duke of Bullard was most likely sitting in a throne room, listening to the troubles of his people, or shoving his face full of rich food his poor peasants couldn't dream of buying themselves. Oh, the thought fueled my anger, and I turned around in a circle to figure out which way to go.
This way!
Alyssa exclaimed, and she indicated a large doorway at the end of the hallway near the fallen guard.
I think, anyway, the Duke will likely be in the audience room.
Mahini explained, and she confirmed my thoughts. We continued onward, and this hallway was much like the first, only wider. Then we ran into a small group of guards. I killed them easily enough, but it was too easy for my tastes. Where were the swarms of enemies trying to stop me from murdering the Duke? I didn't know if I would need to murder him yet or not, but I was prepared for any scenario. I'd expected more resistance, though, so I paused and listened. I could hear movement off in the distance and shouted words, but it was unintelligible through the thick stone walls. The rest of the guards found us a moment later, though, and the sound of metal boots echoed through the hallway as they trotted into a circle formation around me. There were 10 of them. They wore padded red armor and carried short swords in one hand, and they held small rounded shields in their other hand. I couldn't see any of their faces through the visors of their metal helmets, but I could feel the fear as it radiated off them.
What are my orders?
Mahini asked as she steeled herself for a fight.
Let's just kill them all,
Alyssa suggested with a bloodthirsty glint in her emerald eyes.
They won't even know what hit them.
I grinned, since I had skills they were not prepared for, and then I stomped my feet to activate the fleetness ability of my boots. I dashed around the circle of guards, and I moved in a blur around them as I cut a throat here and stabbed someone in the back there until the whole horde of guards were dead on the floor. One guard dodged past me and made a beeline for my women, but the instant I turned to deal with him, Mahini shoved her sword through his torso, and the tip jutted out from his back like a victory flag. Alyssa held her mace in the ready stance and waited for her opportunity to smash something. But most of the guards already laid dead on the floor.
Bash, look!
The tiny goddess exclaimed as she pointed to the end of the hallway.
He's getting away!
Oh, no, you don't. I growled as I chased down the straggler guard into the next room, and I grabbed him by the shoulder before I buried my blade into his back. Then I blinked in surprise when I realized I stood in the audience chamber. Rich colored curtains covered the stained glass windows, and a velvet rug spanned the length of the room. Vaulted ceilings dwarfed those of the hallways, and the crystal chandeliers lit up the room with dazzling reflections off the people's jewelry, especially the several people who stood in a small group near a dais, where a throne-like chair was situated. Sitting in the fancy chair was a rotund man with graying-brown hair. He wore a red velvet robe over a green tunic, and a gold circlet was situated just above his brow. Well, this had to be the Duke. So I dropped the guard's dead body, straightened my shoulders, and lifted my chin, and then I approached the ruler of Castle Bullard like the god I was. "Good morning," I greeted in a friendly tone as I flicked the blood from my sword. "I am Sebastian, and I requested an audience with you, but I was denied."
"What is the meaning of this?"
the Duke yelled from his dais.
"Guards, seize this man!"
"Bash!"
Elissa cried out, and she pointed to the hallway behind us.
"Watch out!"
A whole platoon of castle guards trotted into the room, and they filled the space between me and the Duke and partially blocked my view of the fat ruler. We were surrounded. There had to be at least 30 of them. And while I was confident I could kill them all, I didn't know how many more men the Duke had at his command. He'd sent a small army after a group of goblins, after all. Still, I reminded myself that I'd killed the group of goblins and the Loser Lord's army, so this small collection of enemies wasn't nearly too much for me to handle. The 30 or so men charged toward me, and I stomped my foot before I danced in between their blades at lightning speed. I used the skills I'd learned from the butcher to sever arteries and immobilize appendages, and I used the techniques of the swordmaster Shanu to evade their weapons like they were fly swatters. With the fleetness of my boots giving me a supersonic boost, I would make quick work of the platoon.
"For the Great One!"
Mahini cried out as she charged into battle at my side.
"Die!"
Elissa yelled as she swung her mace into a guard's knees, and as soon as he hit the floor, she pounced on him to smash in his helmet with her spiked club. I hurried through the remainder guards to keep them safe from my avenging goddesses, and I didn't kill them all, but I removed their weapons. "Your son is dead, Bullard!" I shouted as I finally came to a stop before the dais, and all the nobles crowded near the throne started talking at once.
"Oh, gods, covered in blood! He is the harbinger of death!
He must be the god of death!"
The people were really freaked out, but it was nothing compared to the Duke's face. He was ghostly white, like he'd slammed his face down into a cream pie, and his bloodshot eyes were wide with fear.
My son is dead?"
the Duke croaked out in a broken voice. "I killed him," I explained, and I pulled my pack off my shoulder to remove Lucien's helmet. It was the only piece of the Loser Lord's armor Jaxtum hadn't reworked, so the Bullard family crest shone from the headpiece like a beacon of truth. "We made a deal, and I expect you to honor it."
"And what sort of deal was that?"
The Duke seemed a little more in control of himself, and his cheeks had started to turn red with anger. "Bastionville, formerly known as Addington, is now under my protection." I held his gaze in mine firmly and spoke in a clear tone. The Duke started to laugh, and then he grabbed a rope hung from the ceiling and pulled hard. A loud tolling bell rang out above and all throughout the castle, so loudly my bones rattled.
"What's happening?"
Elissa asked in a worried voice as she and Mahini pressed in close behind me.
He summoned all his forces, I would assume."
I could take whatever he could dish out, but it would suck to be known as a fear-provoking god instead of an all-powerful benevolent deity. My end goal was to declare Bastionville's freedom, and just because I could kill everyone easily, it didn't mean I should. So I reset back to my previous save and tried again. At least this time I would already know where the audience chamber was at. Plus, I'd gotten a good look at the Duke's defenses, and I was confident I could fight our way out if things went bad during a different dialogue tree.
Ding!
While it wasn't bad for a first attempt, I was ready to try a different approach. I could always kill the Duke's army if I had to, but there had to be a way to impress him with my powers without so much death. I slowed down as we approached the guards, and I pulled my pack from my shoulders to retrieve Lucien's helmet. I just had to be patient with the two assholes who watched the entrance and convince them to let me inside. Easier said than done, but I'd rather do that than face all the men in the city. "Greetings. My name is Sebastian, and I have an audience with Duke Bullard," I told the two men.
"We weren't told to expect anyone by that name,"
the guard to my left said in a hesitant tone. "I am the God of Time, hero of Bastionville, breaker of the Lake Balerno curse, and savior of the people. I demand you let me through."
"You can throw six more names at us,"
the guard to my right said as he crossed his arms.
"Doesn't mean you're getting in."
"Would you really prevent a man from hearing of the death of his beloved son?" I faked an offended voice and held up Lucien's helmet. "This is proof that Lucien, son of Duke Bullard, is dead, and I am here to deliver the news to his father."
"Let me see."
The first guard crossed the distance between us, and he scrutinized the helmet I held aloft.
"It has the Duke's family crest on it. Seems to be legitimate."
"The Duke would have our heads if we stop him from going inside.
I'm not putting my head on the block." "Me either,"
the first guard agreed, and then he gave me a bow.
"Right this way, sir."
This was exactly what I wanted, so I followed behind the guard with Mahini and Alyssa by my side. We entered the wide hallway and turned into the connecting corridor, but then we encountered another group of guards.
"Oh, where are you taking him?"
one of the guards asked our escort.
"To see the Duke?"
"Audience chamber's closed,"
the man who was obviously the leader of the new group said.
"Private meeting in session."
"It's urgent. I am here to inform the Duke of his son's death."
"Why? But I just saw him alive and well this morning,"
the leader of the inside guards argued.
"Not Tobias,"
my escort explained in an exasperated voice.
"Lucien."
"Oh."
The guard who had stopped us frowned and considered this new information for a moment, but then he nodded curtly and let us pass.
"Go on, then. You take the blame for this."
I suppressed the urge to roll my eyes at the responsibility-avoidant guardsmen. No wonder they'd been so easy to kill during my first attempt. It made me determined to train my militia back in Bastionville extra well. As the small group of guards passed us in the corridor and continued on to their destination, our trio followed our escort into the audience chamber.
"It's a nice castle,"
Alyssa observed quietly as she took in our surroundings.
"It is very big,"
Mahini added in a low voice as she stayed close to my side.
"That's what she said,"
I murmured under my breath, and I resisted the urge to chuckle at my own joke as we neared the dais.
"Pardon the interruption, sir,"
the guard said as we approached the throne dais.
"But you have visitors."
"This is a private session,"
the Duke snapped, and he waved his hand dismissively.
"Get out!"
"I'm here to tell you about Lucien's death," I called out in a loud voice, and I held the helmet in my hands up over my head. "I killed him myself, honorably, and I bring you his helmet as a gift."
"Phew! You mean proof of his death?"
the Duke scoffed, and he pushed himself up from the dais. The crowd of nobles gathered around the throne parted ways to let him through, but they all followed in his wake to form a semicircle around him. The Duke of Bullard glared as he waddled up to me, and then he held out his hand expectantly.
"Here, hand it over."
"With pleasure," I said as I handed the helmet to the Duke. Bullard examined it for a moment, but then he let out a long sigh.
"Oh, I knew it in my gut. He was doomed to fail."
He cradled the helmet in his arms like a baby and slowly made his way back to his chair. He wasn't as distraught as I'd expected him to be, but maybe hearing the words from a man who just killed a bunch of guards wasn't the easiest thing to handle. This time, the Duke seemed almost relieved, but I couldn't blame him after meeting the loser lord for myself.
You killed him, you say?
The Duke narrowed his eyes at me as he sat back on his throne-like chair.
What happened? He left on a mission to help one of our holdings not long ago, and he hadn't been gone long enough for me to worry yet. Why is my son dead? Why do you bring me this news?
You may have heard of a little town by the name of Addington, yes? I cocked one eyebrow, and the Duke nodded. By the time Lucien showed up to clear the goblins out of the mine, I'd already taken care of it. But he didn't seem to like the idea of being beaten to the punch. He challenged me, and I won fair and square. The town has been renamed to Bastionville, and it is under my protection now. You will forfeit all claims on the mine and the town to me immediately.
I will do no such thing!
Now the Duke was upset. The color drained from his face and his chins wobbled as he tried to sputter out an argument.
That is my town and mine, and no man is going to waltz in here and demand it of me.
No man, maybe. But I am no mere man. I am the god of time.
Preposterous! You look like a normal mercenary.
It's true!
Alyssa cried out in my defense.
He speaks the truth. He saved our town and rescued me from having to marry your pig of a son.
Alyssa, love, let me handle this. I requested in my sweetest voice, and my heart swelled at her total faith in me. I caught Mahini's piercing blue eyes, and an unspoken message crossed the distance between us through my gaze. Then the desert goddess nodded imperceptibly before she wrapped a protective arm around Alyssa's shoulders and pulled her a few steps behind me. I can prove it, I replied with a shrug. Test me.
Fine.
The Duke huffed, and he puffed out his chest before he raised his voice.
Guards!
The platoon trotted in and took up a formation in the back of the room. But since the Duke hadn't immediately commanded them to seize me, they stood at attention, awaiting their next command. I wasn't going to wait for the command, though, and I stomped my foot to activate the fleetness ability of my griffin feather boots. Then I dashed through the 30 men and relieved them of their weapons faster than the flash. Finally, I dropped the weapons all on the floor in front of the dais and grinned up at the Duke. I hadn't even needed to chime. I was getting pretty awesome at this god stuff. Alyssa and Mahini blinked in surprise at my sudden movements, and the desert goddess still had her hand on her sword like she was about to come to my defense, but the fight was over before it started. I winked at my two beauties before I turned back to face the Duke. Any other questions? I asked with a cocky tilt of my head.
Impressive spell work.
The Duke countered in a haughty tone.
Let's see how you stand against my wizard.
Yes, let's do that. Let him send for Kane. I knew all the court wizard's spells and how to counter them. I'd show the Duke of Bullard exactly what the God of Time was capable of.